dictation for Vicky, V as in Victor, I-C-K-I, Weatherby, W-E-A-T-H-E-R-B-Y, November 2748, address as a letter to Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Hug, H-U-G, 463-249. Dear Mrs. Hack, post-hospital follow-up for Vicky, hyponatremia probably related to HCTC. Discharged from the hospital early August. Blood pressure at home, 140s, 150s over 60s and 70s, trying to do low salt and also relative fluid restriction. She's 6 pounds down from discharge hospital. She's very physically active. She likes to play golf, also takes care of mowing the lawn. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. No gross edema, claudication symptoms. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the hydralazine, losartan for blood pressure treatment. Today, blood pressure very high, 210 over 80 right-sided. No respiratory distress, alert oriented time 3, attentive, normal speech. No skin mucosal or lymph nodes abnormalities, respiratory cardiovascular normal. No abdominal tenderness, no edema neurological problems. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, August 29, sodium low at 132, although improving. At the time of discharge was 125. A normal potassium acid base, a normal kidney function, normal glucose, normal calcium. In the hospital, urine osmolality was consistently above 300, one of the last numbers, 392. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, hypertension, poorly controlled, predominant systolic, no evidence of end organ damage, no evidence of respiratory distress, acute cardiovascular events, or acute cerebrovascular events. I'm going to add a low dose of Norvasc 5 milligrams on top of the hydralazine losartan. At this moment, we are not going back to HCTC. Next number, hyponatremia. At the time of HCTC, no other abnormalities. Improving, but not completely back to normal. Needs to be updated. Urine osmolality needs to be that at the same time. If persistent changes, I told her that I normally do not use ADH antagonist because of the risk of liver failure. We will continue relative fluid restriction. Sometimes we use for persistently high urine osmolality a loop diuretic, which in her case might also help with blood pressure. We will make a decision on the next few weeks with new chemistries. We'll see how it goes with the new blood pressure medicines. All this to discuss with the patient, end of dictation.